leadoff man on quite a bit. Only got the leadoff man one time. Fell behind in 1-1 counts. It just makes it easier to get hit.
That home run came after a really nice play at the plate you guys challenged, and that really seemed to change the momentum for everything.
Yeah, a good throw by Newt there. He continues to make nice throws and nice plays out in the outfield. But yeah, big homer for him.
Well, you had these guys down 2-1 and all three series so far. How frustrating is it not to be able to close out a series against them?
Yeah, we obviously want to close out the series. The guys played well. We had some really good at-bats, some balls driven, a couple nice plays by McCutchen where that game changes a little bit. Nice at-bat there against Hader for Albert. Almost sneaks it over his head there. But overall, we competed well. Offense did a nice job.
You mentioned the leadoff hitters. I mean, 3 times in 8 innings, load the bases with no outs. That caught up with you.
Yeah, it's just non-competitive. You can't do that in the big leagues and win. It's pretty simple.
You mentioned the play from Luke Barker, Herrera's role in that.
Yeah, the deke there was great. I mean, as calm as can be to the very end, Kutch doesn't slide. It's a big play to stay in the moment and just be calm. The way Herrera played, that was really good. Really good deke.
He had a catch there late on the strikeout where that back got away.
Yeah, that was a nice job as well. Good squeeze there.
Did you see some things then from him? We talked before.
Yeah. He slowed the game down again today. Had a couple of nice blocks. That play that you just said, that strike three squeeze was good. The deke, that was a big play as well. His game awareness is pretty good. Yeah.
Usually
I've only caught in the second game, and for the awareness to be where it is pretty good.
And then the bunt. I know that's – you're not usually a guy who likes to bunt, but that's the spot for it to kind of get that inning back around.
Yeah, you want to see the top of your lineup do what they get paid to do. Yeah.
And he was able to pull that off.
Yeah.
On that deke, too, is McCutchen, a veteran guy, and the young guy deked him. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, very impressive play.
With Hudson, is there something, I mean, when he's sharp, he's good, gets a lot of ground balls, starts out today, balls in the air. Is that an indicator at all?
Yeah, it's just consistency, in my opinion. And if you really look at his outing, he had 3 pitches over 60%, which is better than a lot of his other outings. His fastball, cutter, and sinker were all 63, 64, 65%, which is good. Now it's a matter of that leadoff guy getting on. 1-1 count, 43% strikes, so you're in a 2-1 count often. 3 walks and 4 1/3. We just got to be better than that.
Well, he had a lot of traffic. Did you see his pace slow down again today?
Yeah, pace was slower.
For Drew Verhagen, I mean, it's been so perplexing to see the stuff and what he's expected to do compared to the lack of results. He's talked a little bit about adjusting to a new league and maybe improving scouting reports. What do you think he needs to do to turn the ship around? Because obviously this team signed him with the expectation that he's going to play a big role here.
Drew has really good stuff. To your point, we need to see consistency with it and embrace competition. It's a tough league, and you have to embrace the moments when we need you to get 3 guys out without letting a run come in. His stuff plays really well. It's a matter of using it the right way. And you can't just rely on your stuff at this level. You got to develop it, and you got to be able to understand what your opposition wants to do against you and combat that. So we got some growing to do.